Hey everyone, Sam Evans here, and welcome to part two of this little mini-series called Sleep to Win. Now, in part one, I covered the hardware, and in part two, I'm going to be covering the software. So, if you're just watching this video and you didn't watch the one that went before it, part one was called Sleep to Win, part one, hardware. You can check it out on our blog, consulting.com, or just the video before this one on my YouTube channel. And in this video, I walked you through the hardware that I use to get an objective view of my sleep and its quality over time, and also the different things that I use to influence my sleep. So basically, you want to think about it as two main things. One is a measuring stick. That's the Oura Ring. That enables me to get data, objective data, on how good my sleep was instead of just trusting my opinion. And then the other pieces are little things that I've introduced or taken away to my bedroom and my sleep schedule and my sleep environment. And those things I've then introduced and then measured the effect with my Oura Ring. And I've basically optimized to do more of the things that work and less of the things that don't work, and constantly seeking perfection. And in that video, I walk you through all of those things, and I just share the best ones that I've found over about 2 years of doing this. So today's video, we're going to cover the software and how to do all of that. Now, I was just reading the comments and I saw a few people were saying some interesting things. One of them was, people were saying, oh, it's all very well like having a perfectly quiet bedroom, but I live in the city and I'm poor or whatever, and it's extremely loud. And that's a really good point. So I wanted to share a couple of things that can really help if you are if you've got roommates, or if you're living in a cheap apartment in a major city and it's really loud with road noise and things like that. So one of them you can go with is called Max Pillow Soft Silicon Earplugs. So I've given these a try. You can see I've purchased this a few times. But these are basically what like swimmers put in their ears. It's like the silicon kind of stuff, and it molds into the shape of your ear. And they're a lot more comfortable than earplugs that go inside your ear holes, or whatever the hell they call those things. And they do a way better job. So you can put these in if you live in a really loud place. Then these are cheap. Like, you can get a pack, which is only like $4. So I recommend these. Or what I recommend is using a white noise machine. So one of these, it seems, honestly, when I first heard about it, I thought it was just like a total gimmick. But then I thought, oh, what the hell, I'll just get a cheap one and give it a go. So you can see it's about $18, and I'll put the link to these earplugs and this white noise machine in the description beneath this video, so you can go check it out. But I bought one of these and I gave it a go because I'd heard some people saying that it really helped them a lot. Or I knew of people that had babies, and they were saying that they just put a white noise machine on and the baby just falls right asleep, and then small noises or disturbances don't like upset the baby or wake it up, which I thought was very interesting. So I gave it a go, and I can honestly say this thing's amazing. Like, for the price, this thing does a ridiculous job. And what it basically does is it creates a kind of white noise in the background. And there's a few different options. Like, you can set it to, you can see here, ocean, like that's the sound of like waves crashing, or just a summer night, which has like crickets, and or you can have like rain, or you can have like thunder, like a storm, and you can adjust the volume. And when I was sleeping in a room that had quite a bit of road noise, because it was right on the road, I tried using one of these, and I turned it onto ocean. Ocean was the one that worked best for me, and it made an amazing difference, not just to me but to my wife as well. We both got way better sleep, and we didn't wake up throughout the night. Whereas when we didn't have one of these, we would wake up constantly throughout the night whenever there was a loud noise. And so I highly recommend one of these, or these earplugs. I don't really like having things in my ears, so I prefer these. So I wanted to just add those two additional pieces of hardware for people who can't just fully sound dead in their entire room. That might help quite a lot. And now I want to go on to part two, which is, you know, the software. So also, since I shot this video yesterday, I spoke to Oura Ring, the folks over there, and I was able to get you guys a discount, right? So I got you $50 off if you want it. And you can just go to consulting.com/Oura, O-U-R-A. And you go there, you should be able to get $50 off. And then if you missed that part of the video, the previous one, the Oura Ring, it looks like this. And you put this thing on your finger and it tracks all of the data. And you only need to charge it like once every 5 or 7 days. It's pretty amazing. You just put it on this little charger and it charges up. And it's not communicating with your phone all the time. It's storing data locally on its onboard memory. And then you only need to sync it to your phone like once every 2 or 3 days. It's a good habit to get into syncing it every morning. But you only need to charge it once every like 5 to 7 days. It's pretty amazing how much this little thing can actually do. So you can still have your phone on airplane mode at night, and it's not communicating or anything like that with your phone, and then it just syncs up in the morning. Now, when you look at the data, you've got a few options. Like, one is the Oura Ring app that you can get for like Android or iOS, iPhone. And this is basically what the interface looks like. It gives you a readiness score here. And then it tells you how much sleep you had, and it gives you a sleep score, shows you what your resting heart rate was at, and it tells you when you went to sleep and when you woke up. And it also tracks your activity, and it gives you, it basically combines like sleep and activity and previous night's sleep and activity to give you one overall simple metric called readiness. Now, the cool thing about this is it's just really simple. Like, you just need to pay attention to the readiness score, and you want to make sure that you're above 80. 90 is amazing. If you're above 80, you're good. And if you're below 80, you need to like do some work. If you're below like 60 or 50 somethings, then you're in a lot of trouble and you really need to fix something, right? So you don't really need to pay much attention to any of the details other than readiness. But what's cool is if you want to figure out why your readiness is good one night or why it's not so good one night, then you can drill down into the detailed granular data. And this is where you make a lot of your optimization decisions. Now, there's also a thing that you can do with these Oura Rings that most people aren't aware of. And there's a cloud application as well. And you get there by going to cloud.auraring.com. And I'll put the link in the description beneath this video as well. But you still need to sync your Oura Ring to your iOS or Android app every morning, because that's how it connects with Bluetooth. But then the app, it stores all of your data in the cloud. And so you can access it from your computer just by going here. Now, you can get much more data and more granular data, and you can get data for all time that you've used your Oura Ring when you access it from the cloud. So most people have no idea this thing exists, but it's honestly awesome. And I don't know why they don't make it more obvious to their users that this thing exists. So what I like to use is the Oura Cloud to do the analysis. But I use it in combination with this sheet that I made called the health tracking sheet. It's a Google sheet. And if you want to grab a copy of it totally for free, I've put a link beneath this video in the description. It'll just say health tracking link, get it, or health tracking sheet, get it here, and there'll be a link, right? Now, when you view this file, this is like a template file that you can't edit. You don't have edit privileges. So to get your own copy of it, you just go File, make a copy, and then you can save a unique copy to your own Google Drive account. And when you do that, then you've got a version of it that you can copy, right? Nice and simple. So let me explain how this thing works. So on this first tab down here, you can see it says Dashboard 2019, right? So this is your dashboard, which gives you a bird's eye view of the entire year. And so here we're looking at 2019, and you can see Jan to December. So the months are listed here, and then there's a bunch of different metrics across here, right? And then what's cool is you can see month by month what your metrics are at a monthly average, but then you can see for the whole year what your trends are. So you can see how much you sleep on average per month and on average per year. So you can really get some awesome metrics that you can't really get within Oura Ring. But when you report all of the data into this sheet, it gives you all sorts of things. Now, it also breaks it out month by month. So this dashboard is just like a dashboard view. We don't actually enter any data here. This dashboard is made up from data that's on these other tabs. So to use the sheet, you would want to start with the current month that you're in, right? So whatever month it is, you just select it, and you would start here. What I typically do is I go change color, and I change the current month to red, like that. And then what I like to do is just drag this into my bookmarks here, and then I'd rename it like health tracking, right? So now I've got a shortcut link to it, bam, right away in my bookmarks. And it would take me to the exact tab I want to be on as well, right? So that's a quick way to do it. Now each day, you can see down here, there's a list of all of the different days. Now you'll see that right now, this template I'm using, it's for 2018. It's exactly, I'll get someone on my team to update this so it'll say 2019. Probably by the time you find this link, it'll say 2019, so it'll be all nice and updated for you. But what you want to do is you want to report on like last night's data or yesterday's data, right? And you want to put in what time, or what your sleep start time was. That's sleep S, sleep start time. So what time did your sleep begin? And this isn't time you went to bed, but what time the Oura Ring says you went to sleep. So like here I can see, when did I go to sleep? Well, I won't go through all of these different, I'll probably be able to find it. Well, I won't go through every single metric like on here, but the time you went to sleep and the time you woke up will show on your Oura Ring mobile app, right? It's like very easy to see that. And you'd put in what time you went to sleep, then what time you woke up in the morning, and then you would put in the total sleep duration. That's how much time you spent asleep. And then what is your awake time? So that is the amount of time that you like took to get to sleep, like from the time you went to bed to when you went to sleep, and the time that accrued during the stages at night when you woke up in the middle of the night, that will show as awake time on your Oura Ring, and you want to record that here. And then light sleep time, this is the amount of time accrued where you were in a light sleep state. So not REM, not deep, but not awake, just kind of light. And then REM is rapid eye movement, and this is how much time you spent in that stage. And then deep, this is the amount of time you spent in that stage. Now, you don't actually need to like calculate any of these things yourself. The Oura Ring app does that for you. You just have to report what the Oura Ring said in here, right? Then your heart rate, and then your LRHR, so it will show that in your Oura Ring. And then, so that's LRHR, and that's like a count of like beats per minute. And then there's, so I think that's low resting heart rate, and this is low resting heart rate time. So that's the amount of time that was accrued there. Then your body temperature, then your respiratory rate, and then your HRV, and then timing. So timing is basically a score that Aura is calculating based on like your circadian rhythm. So what time you typically wake up and what time you typically go to sleep. It will learn the patterns and trends after you've used it for a few days. And if you always go to sleep at 10 and you always wake up at 6, then the closer you go to sleep to 10 and the closer you wake up at 6, the higher your score will be. So if you always went to sleep at 10, you always woke up at 6, so it's going to be like 100. If it's really low, then you're swinging too far, right? And then it gives you a readiness score. And your readiness score is basically made up of, you know, all of these different components from today and previous night. And that's the main one to look at. And then you've got your sleep score, which is basically how good, how quality was your sleep, right? Now, all of these ones, you just plot in from your Aura ring. And you can see here, this was a 93 sleep, and then readiness of 98. It was a total of like 8 hours and 43 minutes. REM was 2 hours 24. Deep was 140. Efficiency was 94%. And you can see latency, timing. So this is a very good sleep, extremely good. And then it shows you your different sleep stages, your resting heart rate, your HRV, your body temperature deviation, and your breaths per minute, which is your rest rate. So you can see it gives you some awesome data. Right? Now, where this tracking sheet really comes, like, really awesome, is not so much with just reporting what we know from Oura Ring, because you're probably thinking, why would we need to just plot that stuff in when the app shows us that? That's a good question. So, where this tracking sheet gets good is where we get to put in some of our own data and correlate it with Oura Ring's data. So here, you want, you're inputting this, and you're inputting this from yourself and your own opinion of what's going on. We don't actually have things to track this with, right? We don't have an Oura Ring that tells us these things. So in the morning, when you wake up, you want to write down, like, what, how alert you are. So how alert do you feel? If you feel real kind of foggy and sleepy, then you'd have a low alertness. And then mood, are you happy, grumpy, like feeling amazing, right? 100's perfect, and you basically get it. And then soreness. So this one doesn't make much sense if you're not going to the gym or doing a lot of exercise. But I go to the gym probably like 4 times a week, and I report here like how sore I am, like how sore my muscles are from different workouts. And then meditation tea. This is, how much time did you spend meditating? Now, I meditate 20 minutes a day every day, and so I highly recommend you do too, and I would just record how much time I spent meditating. If some days it was zero, or if some days I did 10, record it here. And then mindset. So this is just whether I went over my goals and my plan and my warm up and like my vision and mission and all of these different things in the morning, which I find reminds me of like why I'm here, what I'm doing. And so you could say yes or no, whether you looked at your mindset stuff or not. Now, this isn't mandatory. Like, none of these things are mandatory. You can like delete this or change it and do whatever you want. I'm just simply sharing what I use. Now it says diet. So I've really simplified this. So if I have a... So if I eat really clean, like I use this company called Thistle, thistle.co. It's a meal delivery service. I eat really, really clean, like extremely clean. And I do it, one, because it's very good for me and it helps. It makes me healthier and it makes me feel a lot better and my clarity is a lot better. But I also do it as like a self-discipline thing because I don't really want to eat a salad all the time. I would much rather eat other stuff, but when I just keep making myself do things I don't really want to do, you really start to develop a lot of mental strength. So how this system works is, one would be if you ate perfectly on plan. So whatever your meal plan is, you just stick to that. You don't have any snacks or any other stuff. Then a two would be if you stuck to your meal plan, but you also had a snack here or there, right? And then a three would be if you just totally went off the rails, right? And you ate like a burger or whatever. So that's diet. And then supplements is just binary, like one or zero. So supplement zero would mean I didn't take them. One would mean I did take them. Then workout, it's yes or no. And then work start time. So what time did I sit down at my computer and actually start working? And then work end time. When did I finish up? And then work duration. So what is the difference between these two? And then my output. So this is how much work I got done. Like how many of the things on my plan and notebook that I thought I was going to get done, how much of it I actually got done. So that's a measure of like getting things done. Then focus percent. This is a measure of how focused I was. So if I was, my mind was pinging all over the place and I was very distracted and kind of frazzled, it would be low. But if I was laser focused and it's like nothing else could come in and disrupt me, then that would be high. And then plan TT is planning tomorrow today. So at the end of every day, I plan tomorrow today. So that when I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what I need to do and no time is spent thinking about what I'm going to do or in what sequence I'm going to do it or trying to prioritize things or anything like that. I do it the night before so that when I wake up in the morning, all I need to do is just follow the plan. This will honestly change your life if you do this. If you do this and if you do like some meditation and you use an Oura Ring and track your sleep and make some little adjustments to it, you change your life completely. So probably more than doing anything else, honestly. Like this is it's so simple, but you need to achieve anything great, you first need to function properly. And without these things, you're not really going to function properly. And that means that anything you do learn is forget it. You're not going to be able to apply it and execute it. And most importantly, you're not going to be able to consistently hold on to it and improve it over time. You're just going to go off the rails. And then reading. Did I read before bed or not? Yes or no? And then I also have a personal trainer called Rhett, and he audits it. So you don't need to have one of these. If you're real hardcore and a bit of a disturbing person like me, then you probably want to have a someone that audits it. So Rhett has access to everything. I mean, for like 2 years, he lived in my house and he would train me. He'd like work on my meal plans and everything. And he would also, he had access to my Oura Ring and all of this. He still has access to all of this, by the way. And he still is my trainer. He just lives with his girlfriend now. And he would come in and check all of this to make sure that, one, I do it, and two, that I don't really, like, I don't make any errors or make something up. I mean, I don't do that anyway, but I still want to know that someone's looking over my shoulders and making sure that, like, I'm held accountable, right? So it really helps to know that when you're filling out these numbers that someone else is looking at it and judging you. And then he would write Rhett if he's audited it. And then if there's any notes like, oh, I was sick or this happened or that happened, I'd write it down here, right? But most of the time I don't take any notes. So that's basically how this thing works. When you wake up first thing in the morning, you want to record these, like you want to record all of this stuff. But then you can't actually record your work end and work duration, output, focus, plan tomorrow today, reading. You can't actually do this until the day is finished. So I'll change this color to bright yellow. So this you can record in the morning. You get it from the Oura Ring app or the Oura Ring cloud. This you record in the morning, but you get this from your own opinion of how things are going or whether you did these things or not. And then this you can complete at the end of the day, right? So there's a start of the day, end of the day, and we pull it from two different sources. Now, as you do this over time, you'll start to notice some really interesting patterns, right? So if you scroll down, you can see the average for the month. So if you were like 7 or 10 days into the month, if you could, you just scroll down, you could see the average, right? So one, you can see what your average is, and two, you can see what these different patterns are. And really what we're looking at is relationships between like how good our sleep is and how good our performance is at work. Because like I'm an entrepreneur, I've got a business, and so I'm always trying to do better. And I want to squeeze more out of my personal performance. And so I look at sleep as a means to like a business end, right? And so I'm optimizing sleep for like my work performance. So if I notice that when I don't have very good sleep, my output and focus is down. And if I notice when I do have a good sleep, my output and focus is up, then I really want to make sure that I maintain a good sleep. And by the way, that is absolutely what I have noticed. And then I want to notice things like, does meditation influence sleep, or does meditation influence my work output? And I found it does. Same with diet, and same with working out, right? So I'm able to find all of these different relationships. And then sometimes if I'm really frustrated or stressed out and I just feel kind of down and like things aren't going very well, then I always come here and take a look. And the data often tells me exactly what the problem is. It's typically, oh, well, of course you've been feeling like shit because you haven't been sleeping properly and you haven't been working out properly. And you also have been like eating ice cream and burgers and things like that. And so of course you're going to feel like shit if you're doing that. Like, what did you think? So it's kind of cool to have the data. It gives you some objective things to look at instead of just being like, oh, why do I feel sad? And then trying to come up with some delusional like thing that you think caused it. That's a recipe for disaster, right? That's how most people live. Kind of freaky, kind of sad. But this enables you to be a lot more objective with things. Now, when it comes to running like sleep experiments that I was talking about in Sleep to Win Part 1, which I'll put a link to beneath this video as well, what I like to do is often write those in the notes here. So if I start using like a weighted blanket one night, I might put in here like weighted blanket start, right? And then what I'll do is I'll start to notice like after 7 days, 20, 30 days, whether that's had an influence on my sleep at all. Now, you can't really tell night to night because there's ebbs and flows and regression to the mean with this thing. Like no one has a perfect sleep every single night. What matters is the average, right? So I'm not so concerned about one bad night here or there. I mean, that happens. You want to try limit it as much as possible, but I'm mostly concerned about the averages. And that is what you want to have a look at. You really need at least like 30 days of data to compare to the last 30 days of data, where the only variable you've changed is the weighted blanket. All the other things are held constant for you to actually know if it's made a difference or not, right? And so really you should do more than 30 days. Like a lot of the things I shared with you in the first video, I did way more than 30 days. But at least at 30 days, you're going to have an idea. But let me tell you how you can totally royally ruin your experiment. By introducing a new thing like a weighted blanket and then deciding to just have a shitty diet and drink alcohol and not do any workouts at all and just totally change your sleep schedule, right? And then you're like, oh, the weighted blanket didn't help. That's not the case. You have to hold all things constant and introduce one variable in order to really be objective. Now, if there's some scientists here, they're still probably going to say, this isn't fully objective. Of course it's not. We can't keep every damn thing constant. That's impossible. But we try our best to hold things constant. Like if you go to the same sleep schedule, the same diet, workout plan, work schedule, all of this stuff, and if we measure 30 days of data objectively with the Oura Ring and we compare these things, that is much more objective than even a lot of academic papers that I've seen, which are laughable compared to this kind of data, right? So this is this is a like worlds apart from what most people do, because most people don't do shit. But it's still not absolutely perfect. So I'm not claiming that it's that either. But it's enabled me to get a lot more performance out of myself, get some amazing results in business, and also with just my general mood and focus and cognitive abilities and memory and endurance as well. And so it's totally like helped me and changed my life. And I've watched it do the same to a lot of other people too. This thing's a hit with people in Quantum Mastermind, and the Aura Ring, it's like if you come to one of our masterminds, it's like everyone's got one of those damn things. It is not a product that I'm just like referring you to because it's a gimmick. Like you'll probably notice I never refer really anyone to anything, because in order to do that, my own philosophy is that I must first use it myself and actually truly believe in it. Otherwise, I'm not going to refer it. So I can tell you the Aura Ring is a good one. You should get it. And then you should use the Aura Cloud. You should run some sleep experiments. You should try out some of those things I showed you in part one, the hardware video. And use this health tracking sheet and start having, you know, start experimenting with your sleep. And some good things will happen. So that's it for Sleep to Win part two software. And if you want to grab an Aura Ring, $50 discount, consulting.com/Aura. So if you like this video, just click that like button. And also let me know what you thought in the comment section below. If this was helpful or whatever, let me know. Also, if you think there's some more stuff to do with sleep that I didn't cover in part one or part two, let me know in the comments too, because who knows, maybe I'll make a part three, maybe I won't, depends. Let me know in the comments. Also, click that subscribe button to get notified once a week when I release a new blog video. I release them every Tuesday. And if you liked this one, then you'll probably like what's coming as well. So that's it. Thanks for watching, and go get some good sleep.